Now, I want to move our attentions to some Irish fauna. I had an email from a listener recently that got me thinking about dormice. She says, "Hi, an unusual gingery-coloured creature was sighted in Bell Harbour last autumn in my neighbour's porch. By the time she got her phone to take a snap, it was gone. It was only recently that it was discovered to have been a dormouse. It seems to have been hibernating stroke nesting in vegetation beneath a buddleia tree just outside the front door of her cottage. There are many trees and shrubs in the garden, and I understand these are rare in these parts. Regards from Rosaline, who's living in Bell Harbour in County Clare." Have you ever come across a dormouse? And what's the difference between a dormouse and house mouse? Are they all the same?
They're both species of mice, but dormice, there's several different species across Europe, including the edible dormouse, which the Romans were very fond of. But this one is the hazel dormouse, the common species you find across Europe, including in much of Britain. And it's an extremely cute-looking creature. They are adorable. But the thing with them is that they're not native to Ireland. They seem to have been imported in, probably inadvertently, perhaps in bales of silage or straw or something like that, because they spend a lot of their time sleeping in straw and hay. The name dormouse, it comes from the French, the same root as dormir, to sleep. It means sleeping mouse. And that's because they spend a lot of their time hibernating, or even during the day, they're quite lethargic. They're very cute. They tend to clamber around inside hay fields, places like that, or between the long strands of grass. And they're quite distinctive when you see them. They really are not at all like what we would think of the house mouse that scuttles along on the ground. They are gingery, orange kind of colour, and they have different shaped ears, rounder ears. They're quite cute, I have to say.
It's a very interesting animal. It's not actually a mouse. We shouldn't be using the phrase. Its line of descent, it is a rodent, mm-hmm. but its line of its ancestry is different from that of what we call mice, true mice, shall we say. It's a very interesting animal in all kinds of ways. You won't see it, I can safely say. It's almost impossible to see it. It's nocturnal, and it's very shy. It scurries away. The only way you'll see it is if you trap it, and people do study dormice, and they are trapped, and then you can see them all right. 10 years ago, I think, about dormice turned up in County Kildare suddenly. They were found to be there. Now, they don't come to ground, apparently. I read about them. I've never seen one, needless to say. But they don't even come to ground in order to move to another tree. They need a closed canopy, according to the literature. They need to stay airborne, or not airborne really, but tree-borne. So they don't come to ground. So this inhibits them from spreading from where they're from their origins outwards. It's interesting that there are a lot of them around Carton House, which is actually in County Wicklow, and there are motorways and things in between it and Kildare. Now, a record in County Clare is very curious indeed. It strikes me that there is no way that a dormouse can wander from County Kildare all the way to County Clare, apart from the Shannon being in the way. Now, if these animals dislike coming to ground, even to go from one tree to another. They like a closed canopy so that they can stay tree-borne. So it is extraordinary that they should spread. They're inherently confined to communities unless there's a continuous tree grower. There was once a time when Ireland, of course, was covered in trees from east to west, but that is long gone. That is a very interesting observation. Now, how did that get there?
I'd say you're right, Richard. I'd say it must have been transported inadvertently somehow, possibly in animal feed. We know that has been a vector before where, although they do like to be in trees, they will sometimes be in bales of hay. And if people are transporting fodder for cattle or horses, sometimes that can happen. We know that certain insect species have colonised Ireland in that way as well. So it could be that someone transported some animal fodder all the way from Kildare all the way across to County Clare. It could be that it was an accidental stowaway in a plant from a garden centre, something like that. It's very hard to know for sure. It's very hard to track these, and very often it's only after a few years of something being established that it actually gets noted. And this is a hard animal to track. If people aren't looking for them, they won't know that they're
there. They're tiny, aren't they?
Yeah. Tiny, yeah.
Yeah, well, look, we'll put a picture on the website as we do, and Niall will write up some wonderful notes to accompany said picture. rte.ie/Mooney